Sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, on the Sunday of the Passion, April 13th, 2025, entitled Marvelous in Our Eyes. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web. Or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube Music, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser Podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher.
The same stone the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. It is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. We grapple one more time this year with what the passion and death of Jesus means. What it has meant for millions of Christians through 20 centuries. More importantly, perhaps, what it means for us. What should it mean? What can it mean? What does it mean? I can't help but hear the verse of the psalm, and depending on the order of the service, that psalm 118 accompanies the procession of the palms. It's a thanksgiving psalm, most likely said by those who were approaching the gates of Jerusalem to enter for worship. And it's an appropriate accompaniment to that final walk that Jesus made to Jerusalem as they shouted and waved palm branches. I fully expect sometime over the next several days to hear the criticism about why our liturgical schedule has fallen this year, so that we, or maybe more accurately, I, have managed to exclude certain individuals from the solemnity of Palm Sunday this year. But whether we've said that psalm or not, it expresses a notion most appropriate as we struggle to make sense of all that's happening today. The same stone the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. It is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Whatever we make of it, Jesus, the one we call Lord, the one anointed, and who entered the world at a particular time and in a particular place, is rejected. The rejection is brutal. Jesus suffers and is led to an execution on a cross reserved for common criminals. The judgment is passed down by the authorities, but ironically, it's also supported by the common folk, too. Pilate, wanting to release Jesus, addressed them again. But they kept shouting, "Crucify! Crucify him!" We followed in the eye of our imagination this Jesus as he walked dusty roads around Galilee with his band of followers. He's done magnificent things. He turned water into wine. He returned sight to a blind man. He raised the dead. He cured people from one of the most debilitating diseases of his time, long before anyone even knew what caused leprosy. He fed thousands from almost nothing. And all the while he was teaching, often cutting to the truth in a way that angered religious scholars and threatened secular authorities. And he's definitely in a pickle now. And today and during the week ahead, we're invited to continue to walk with him to the bitter end. Jesus is coming face to face with evil. The same stone the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. It is the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes. A couple of decades ago now, a colleague of mine told an interesting story. There was a man who was a devoted member of one of their congregations, and this one year he decided to run for mayor. He had served on just about every volunteer board and committee in town as part of his strategy to be elected mayor. He worked extra hard in every undertaking for the town, single-handedly pushing for new programs for the homeless, marshaling all of his buddies to turn a dilapidated lot into a playground for the kids. And yet, when election day came, he was defeated. And he was heartbroken. He took it as a personal put-down. And yet, his loss was the church's good fortune. Because in about a month's time, with his great gifts of organization, he reorganized their food bank ministry, making it more efficient than it had ever been. He eventually became church warden and led several renovation projects and a wholesale facelift of the parish cemetery. The same stone the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. It is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Now, it wasn't that God had caused the man's political defeat in the election, or that God somehow engineered the man's great disappointment. But a redemptive act of God transformed that man's loss into a great gift for his church and for the wider community. And it was astounding. Marvelous in our eyes. There's something about this God that loves to take the rejection of others as well as the loss we suffer because of the rejection of others and turn that loss into the foundation for a fresh new building project accomplished by God. This past Thursday, our bishop was the preacher, and he reminded us about Alan Roxburgh, who did some teaching in the diocese a year or so ago, and I can borrow what he said, because that's what preachers do. We borrow one another's stuff. And it's not stealing, nor is it plagiarism, because it's an unwritten rule among preachers that we build on what one another has to say. So I can mention this because that day the bishop borrowed something from when I preached a few weeks ago. So it's tit for tat. In any case, Roxburgh said something that most of us know, but it was a word none of us had uttered in quite that way. He told us, he said, we are living in a time of unraveling. We are living in a time of unraveling. And it's true, isn't it? Everything seems to be coming apart. Maybe more now than it was a year ago. Because values and systems and frameworks that have taken us literally centuries to build are being rejected and dismantled before our eyes. And here's the scary thing. We are powerless to do anything about it. Do you know that according to statistics, fewer than 15% of people in North America attended religious worship of any kind in the year 2022, any religion, once a month or more. 15% of people in North America attended religious worship once a month or more. That's a sobering statistic. And did you know that according to the Canadian Revenue Agency, that 5% of Canadians gave more than $1,000 to charity, not just churches, but to charity, in the year 2023? 5% of Canadians gave $1,000 or more to charity. 13% gave less. And if you do the math, that means 82% gave nothing. That too is a sobering statistic. So, you know, I can stand here and wish. I can wish there were more of us here today. I can wish that Christianity was more popular in our culture and that Christians weren't the brunt of ridicule and mocked by the popular media. I can wish that more of the movers and shakers in our city were part of our number. But, you know, sadly, none of that wishing will be of much help. But as we prepare ourselves to walk into, once again, one of the holiest of weeks in the Christian year, perhaps we can remember this. All of us have been rejected in some way. Whether we identify in ourselves a physical, mental, or other disability, a lack of talent of some kind, or any other way we wished we could be more. We can remember that the same stone the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. It is the Lord's doing, and it is astounding. It is marvelous in our eyes.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit ChristChurchCathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@ChristChurchCathedral.com or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday 9 to 12 noon at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.